So who here has been overjoyed at holding the gift of new life, a gift of a baby? Every parent in the house should raise their hand. If your kids are next to you, look at them and say, yeah, I held you once, right? And when you think about it, we were held once, weren't we? Or think about, did you ever meet somebody famous and how excited that was? I remember meeting Al Kaline in an airport once. I secretly stepped up next to him and asked for his autograph, and he gave it to me. It's in my desk on the back of one of my business cards. So sometimes we've had that kind of honor as well. Today we hear about the wise men. They come to meet a new famous person, a newborn king, and they're looking for him. They come to show him homage, to show him honor and respect and reverence. Imagine the excitement on their faces when they each took a turn. These three old men get to hold the child Jesus in their arms. Imagine the smile on their faces as they looked into the face of the child Jesus. Imagine how they felt. And what did they see in that little face as it smiled back at them? In Isaiah, the first reading, we are told, rise up in splendor. Your light has come. The Lord shines on you. Raise your eyes and look. They had the face of Jesus in their hands, the little body of Jesus in their hands, overcome with joy. I drove Liberty Road the other day, and in this one yard, they had great lights, but they had these huge three signs, literally 4 foot tall and 6, 8, 10 feet long. And the three words on the three big signs took up their whole yard was hope, peace, and love. When you think about it, isn't that what the wise men saw in the face of Jesus? New hope, new peace, a promise of love. Isn't that why Jesus comes to give us new hope? To bring us peace. That's why we call him the Prince of Peace. He's God's gift of love to us. And they were so overjoyed, the wise men, that they gave gifts. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gifts of honor and joy and reverence. Imagine how happy they were that they got to see this newborn king. They were so happy and so moved, they were smart enough to find a new way home and not go back to unhappy Herod, who was envious. Now let me ask this question. What gifts have we brought to give to Jesus? We know we come each week to see Jesus, to learn from Jesus, to receive Jesus. But what do we bring? What gifts do we bring to share? In the second reading, St. Paul reminds us he received the stewardship of God's grace for our benefit. And we know Paul is the great teacher who keeps calling us to relationship with Jesus, a relationship with Jesus in love. He says, remember, I came to teach you how to live and love in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So let's remember as we pray, when we receive the graces of the sacraments, it's so that we can be good stewards of our gifts of time, talent, and treasure, blessings that we have received from God. As followers of Jesus, as learners from the example of the wise men, we know we are called to give time to God in prayer. We pray each day at home. We come and pray each week at Mass. And then we know we are called to share the talents in our hands, the knowledge in our heads, the wisdom of our years. We know we are called to share our treasure in thanksgiving for the blessings we have received. So today in prayer, let us remember the example of the wise men who serve us as great examples of how to show Jesus great reverence. Today we come to see, we come to listen, we come to learn. Then we pray in thanksgiving, and we give back in gratitude. We go out and live the ways of Jesus. We live and witness the ways of peace, hope, and love. we live and witness the ways of Jesus. Amen.